Hi, this is a dictation for Kendra Warr Ingram, K-E-N-D-R-A. Last name is W-A-R-R-Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M. Date of birth 9/18/74. Date of accident 5/5/2022. Date of service will be... The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports that she has a pain in the left shoulder and the right shoulder and is unable to move more than 90 degrees. The pain level is 10 on both sides. Patient reports that she had recently a right shoulder arthrogram with the MRI and it shows 60% damage. And she's seeing Dr. Gilliard, and also she's seeing Dr. Kyle Anderson for second opinion. And most likely she'll go for surgery. Actually, the left shoulder has a pain level 7, but the right shoulder is 10. The pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back stands at 10. She also reports of numbness and tingling of all the fingers in both hands and occasional radiation up to the elbow bilaterally. ADLs are affected 10. 30% improvement has been reported by the patient so far. According to her, the left shoulder surgery is slightly successful and is improving, but her right shoulder is bothering her quite a bit. Now, she has had surgery on both shoulders. Right shoulder was operated in April of 2023, and left shoulder was operated in November of 2023 by Dr. Gilliard. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review and for additional histories, current medications, as well as for substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is as follows. Blood pressure is 167 over 109, pulse is 87. Rest of the exam is from previous visit of 3/18/2024. Dictation number is 0320-056. Plan. The patient has been suffering from severe depression, and she continues on Wellbutrin, which is helping her. She has had right shoulder arthrogram showing damage, and she's referred back to Dr. Gilliard. Her cervical spine and lumbar spine MRIs were discussed with the patient at length, and so far, her EMG report was also positive for the bilateral C5-6 radiculopathy, and the patient is still undergoing shoulder treatments with the surgeon before coming for anything else. She has had a surgery for the left knee in the prior accident. Apparently, she has a bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, and C5-6, along with bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing. C5 nerve root on the right and bilateral C6 nerve roots are affected. A cervical traction was advised to the patient. In the lumbar region, patient has a edema of the adjacent plate of T11, T12 in the previous MRI done in 2022, May 16. Along with this, there is a grade 1 anterolisthesis of L5-S1. And T11, T12, there is a bulging disc, and L4, L5, L5-S1 bulging disc. The patient has a choice to continue physical therapy, traction, as well as injection treatment to bring further relief. All of these treatments were discussed at length. The patient continues to see a psychiatrist, psychotherapist, and a neurologist for her brain trauma, and she continues to see Dr. Gilliard for further treatment. We also discussed the issue of spinal cord stimulation as an alternative to surgery and injection. And once she provides a approval, we can book her for epidural injections if she wants. She's provided with the following medication: Flexeril 10 milligram, 1Q12-hour PRN only for muscle spasm; Wellbutrin XL for 150 milligram once a day for depression. Other than that, patient is stable. Thank you. You'll see us in 30 days.